This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm having a bad hair day. A lot of us are having a bad hair day because for those of us that woke up with some snow when we never get snow, we went crazy. I love snow. I've grown up, you know, in desert or southwest United States, whether it was Arizona, Nevada, California. And I was always so jealous of people having snow. So when there's snow, I tell you, man, we just lose it. We go crazy. People are losing their minds. Yesterday, we had snow on the mountains. It looked like powdered sugar. Maybe that's why I love powdered sugar so much. You could powder sugar a piece of asparagus for me, and I'll eat it because it looks like snow. I just love snow. So we went up to the mountains, and people were just off-roading in vehicles they couldn't off-road in, and they were trying to play in whatever snow and ice was out there, and there was traffic backup, and it was really, really pretty. But then this morning, for those of us in Southern Nevada, on the west side, we woke up in a beautiful winter wonderland. It was so, so pretty. It was about 37 degrees. Dog didn't want to walk out. She went out and did some pee-pee, and we got some yellow snow, and I got some pictures of that. But, you know, for us people, everybody was outside and slipping and sliding and snow angels, and it was really, really nice. I mean, unfortunately, there is a deadly storm going on. Apparently, the Sierras are going to get up to feet. There was here in 10 feet of snow with this storm. I was actually supposed to be in Reno, Nevada, actually Lake Tahoe, Nevada, for a conference this week, which means I would have been trying to fly back in this. So maybe, you know, meant to be that we didn't have a conference. But I think I have sustained the first snow cactus injury ever recorded. I don't think anybody has ever had an injury such as this. So I'm in a lot of pain. I know it's kind of hard to tell. But what happened was, because I love snow, whenever there's fresh powder of snow, I like to draw a smiley face. So I'll draw a smiley face. I'm right-handed. And I never use your right hand when you do anything in the snow. So I'm drawing smiley faces, and, you know, I'm all happy because it's fresh powder, and it's like, you know, I get to leave my signature. Sometimes I make googly eyes, and people are like, oh, that's Dr. Dahlia. So I'll, you know, put smiley faces, and I'll put the date, and I'll write snow, and I'll take pictures. Don't ask. On everybody's car, put smiley faces. My kids ate it. So there were cacti that had snow on it. So I took some pictures, and then there were the little barrel cacti. And for those of you that aren't really aware of cacti, the little barrel cacti are cute little round kind of button looking. They don't look like warts because they're nice and round, but they're little round barrels that look like a dome. And, you know, it looks like a missile head. I mean, they could look like other things, but anyway, and there were discs of fresh powder on the barrel cacti. Now, I mean, I'm a physician. I've been a family doc for 20-some years. I was an ER doc, urgent care doc, before I opened up my practice. You would think I'd know better. But seeing that fresh disc of snow on the little baby cute cacti, I wanted to do a smiley face. So I make a little smiley face, did the two eyes, the nose, and the mouth, and it was good, but it wasn't prominent. You couldn't really see the orbital fossa. I wanted, you know, some pretty well-demarcated zygomatic arches. I really wanted to make a good-looking face. So I went to another barrel cacti, and I made the orbital fossa really deep, smile, and when I went to go and make a real nice, juicy, large nose, oh my gosh, I felt the worst pain ever. So basically, I stuck my finger right into a barrel cacti, because I forgot it was a cactus, because it was snow. Now, no, we did not have to call paramedics. You know, luckily, with my decades of medical expertise, I was able to treat myself. Right? I got the splinters out. I got the cacti spine out. I cleaned the wound. My tetanus shot, my booster is up to date. Every 10 years you get that. And then my ovaries are about to, you know, die, but at least my tetanus is active. And so, and then, you know, my finger now hurts. And I realized, oh my gosh, you know, this could have been a very, very serious injury for anybody who is stupid enough to draw smiley faces on a cactus. Snow is very... It's very mysterious. What's the word for it? Where it tricks you. It's elusive, maybe? You know, it made me think that something was soft and powdery. You know, now, yes, you could also frostbite your finger. I was drawing so many smiley faces. I'm wondering if my finger is hurting, not because I poked it with a spine and because I stuck it into a cactus like an idiot, but because maybe it's also partially frostbit. I mean, the finger does kind of look a little purple. For a frostbite, what we do is we want to rewarm the finger if we can. And we want to make sure you're not, shall we say, low on fluids, depending on how bad the frostbite is. Sometimes we have to debride it. In the ER, we would just call the surgeon because we wouldn't start debriding a finger that we possibly wanted to save. We'd get a surgeon. And then antibiotics and then tetanus shot. You can't go wrong. And nowadays, I bet we would probably do a COVID test because COVID toes and COVID fingers look like they were frostbitten. And probably be like, you know what? If you're going to go in the OR, let's test you for COVID. So what I guess I want to say is for, you know, those of us that have medical, you know, experience with frostbite and cacti, I don't think we've ever seen the two mix. And we really don't want people to do stupid, you know, and doctors sometimes do stupid. So if you do see a cactus and you do see snow, please don't make a smiley face in it, okay? And by the way, that's my signature thing. You know, I can't stand it when people try to be me. Do you know that there's a Dr. Dahlia in the UK? There was some podcast that got all these alerts going, you know, Dr. Dahlia interviews on this, Dr. Dahlia. And I go, I never did an interview like that. There's another person calling herself Dr. Dahlia. And she spelled it the same way. Are you kidding me? So I would say forgo the smiley faces. That's my thing. Forgo any googly eyes. Apparently there's some rock out of Brazil that was found when you cut it in half. It looks like a cookie monster. Googly eye face. That sounds like something I would have done. What? Why is everybody trying to, you know, copy me? My finger hurts. 1-877-DIE-DOLLY. Don't go away. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You please, I would love just a little bit of patience. I cannot make my Super Bowl predictions until a day or two before, because I need the NFL injury report. I make my predictions on who wins the Super Bowl based on that. And I've been doing pretty good. So I, you know, initially I said the Bucks because the Bucks have been an underdog for a while and did pretty well the last two games when they were the under, and they have Tom Brady. And so with Tom Brady and Ron Gronkowski, and I don't know if Antonio Brown is playing or if he's out for the season. So they look good. I just kind of have a feeling it might be the Bucks, but that is not, or I repeat, not my medical prediction. My medical prediction may actually point to the Chiefs, so everybody wait until I get my NFL injury report for those of you who care. Now, what we can't wait on is our vaccine opportunity. And in fact, it's now almost a crapshoot or a lottery, literally, to get your vaccine. And Minnesota has launched a COVID-19 vaccine lottery for seniors. If you are a senior in Minnesota, you have been given 24 hours to partake in a COVID-19 vaccine lottery. They will dole out appointment slots in a randomized process instead of this frenzied first-come, first-served basis. I don't see how a lottery is any more organized. But according to a news release from the governor's office, they say the updated process accounts for anticipated high demand for appointments online and at the call center and allows for a more equitable and orderly access to appointments by eliminating the first-come, first-served system. Governor Tim Walz took to Twitter Monday to share news of the update, saying, "Today we made changes to the Minnesota's community vaccination efforts. No matter how many doses we get from the federal government, whether it's a few thousand or many more, we're going to get the vaccine we have quickly into Minnesotans' arms." And again, power to them. You know, I said this time and time again, I would not want to be my governor or any governor right now. There is no way you could do right. There's so much wrong that you are going to be blamed for no matter what you do. And you can't be there actively giving out the vaccine. So you're kind of stuck. And you have to hope that the rollout with a vaccine that has to be kept in sub-zero temperatures, and then when it does thaw and remain in a refrigerator, it gets thrown out correctly on time. You are responsible for any one of the health providers or people administering the vaccine. If they mess up, it's on you. If somebody dies on the vaccine, even though technically nobody could sue, somebody's going to blame the governor. So, you know, the governor's going to get blamed no matter what. And I would not want to be in their shoes at all. But the 24-hour window for those age 65 and up apparently launched at 5 a.m. this morning, and residents were encouraged to pre-register online. Those waitlisted from the week prior were going to automatically get into the lottery. The state said selected individuals will be notified by text, email, or phone on January 27th to finalize appointments. Seniors were instructed to have their phones handy if they choose to be contacted by phone, because reservationists are only going to make two calls. Each person can only sign up once, and appointments cannot be transferred to someone else. If someone is selected for an appointment and they cannot make it, someone else is going to get randomly chosen on the pre-registration list. First-come, first-served basis for reserving appointments apparently leaves people frustrated and stressed. One retired librarian in Florida. Okay, well, let me just say this right now. Librarians are always frustrated. I don't think I have ever met a librarian that was cool, calm, collected. Every librarian I meet is always going, "Shh, can I ask you, shh, you have to speak lower in here, it's a library. Yeah, I'm looking for a John Steinbeck." "Shh, you're still too loud." She's trying to look for a Steinbeck, but doing decimal system, shh. So anyway, I've never met a librarian who, you know, smiled. I'm sorry. I'm sure there's a lot of librarians out there, and you know, God bless you guys for what you do, but you just don't look that happy. I have to say that. So anyway, one retired librarian in Florida, 71-year-old Barbara Schleven, placed 184 calls to the Broward County Health Department and hospital systems looking for a coronavirus vaccine, according to the Washington Post. Oh, no wonder she's frustrated. Librarians are pretty organized people. I don't know who made the Dewey Decimal System. I think it was Mr. Dewey. And my guess is he must have been a librarian. I have to look that up. But librarians love Mr. Dewey. And Dewey has, the way libraries have been, they have been so organized, so on it, that I am sure librarians are probably the most frustrated. She said you had, here we go, she said you had at least 6 months to get ready. You could have figured out a better way to do this. I like her. It's Barbara Schleven. Let's see if I could get her to interview. That would be great. It shouldn't be this hard. I agree with you. Problem is if I have her on my show, she'll probably go, shh. State data from Minnesota lists some 335,000 doses already administered. As of January 22nd, those aged 18 to 49 are receiving the largest share of the doses. Well, they might be healthcare personnel. So the state is prioritizing healthcare personnel, residents, and long-term facilities in its initial phases rollout in line with federal recommendations and a recent expansion to include those 65 on up, teachers and child care workers. Governor Waltz tweeted that the schools will work with employees to land appointments. See, I don't like lotteries. I have never won a lottery. Ever. Ever. I can't win bingo. I can't win at Keno. I don't even win at tic-tac-toe. So if you're telling me that my life is going to be on the line based on a lottery, I'm already going to tell you what to lose. So, you know, what does this signify and why is it a story? Well, because it shows that however it was presented to us, where we're going to get a vaccine, you're going to roll up your sleeves, you're going to get the vaccine, and you're going to live, was too simplified, oversimplified. And we have seniors who are scared to death because at the same time of them oversimplifying what the vaccine process was going to be, they were scaring the heck out of everybody on how dangerous COVID is and how, you know, California had to be shut down, which now is being loosened up, how restaurants can't be open, bars can't be open, movie theaters have to be shuttered, can't go to a football game. All this time, seniors and people and all you and I have been told that this is so deadly, and it is a deadly virus, but we've been told it is so deadly that once we get the vaccine, everybody can open up, the economy will be good again, and hallelujah, there we go. And here we are at the end of January, and we're still fumbling over, one, how to sign up for the vaccine. Two, how to make sure you don't have people no-show or take too many appointments. Three, how to actually get the vaccine. Four, how to keep the vaccine at its proper temperature. Five, how to have people ready to go when a certain facility is promised to get the vaccine and they don't get the vaccine. I mean, we're going to be talking about in the next segment how if somebody is type 1 diabetic, they are farther down on the list than a type 2 diabetic. What the heck is going on here? Type 1 diabetics have a lot of, they have just as much risk, just as much danger posing to them as a type 2 diabetic. I think we need to get our acts together. I think somebody needs to sit there, and it doesn't have to be Biden, and it didn't necessarily have to be Trump, but somebody has to, with a medical degree, or a nursing degree, or a pharmacy degree, or a physical therapy degree, or a chiropractic degree, somebody in medicine needs to be at the helm, taking a look at each of these rules, taking a look at, and I know everybody said, well, they're doing it already at the CDC. Somebody's dropping the ball. Somebody is either trying to cover their butt going, well, you know, maybe we need to give a type 2 diabetic it first, and then type 1 can wait till other, you know, teachers. I'll pull up what some of the priorities are. I don't understand. Any doctor you interview will say that a type 1 diabetic is at risk, if not more risk, than a type 2 diabetic. What the heck is going on here? And if somebody doesn't do a study, you don't hold off on policy just because, well, we're going to wait for a study. Waiting for a study could take years. You know, I published my case report today, not in a journal, but I published it on a blog, of my cactus snow injury. I did that lickety-split because I wanted to warn people to not make smiley faces in snow if it's on a cactus. Okay, science has to be done a little quicker than that. I get you need to have it peer-reviewed, but then just say, this is not peer-reviewed, this is, you know, this is brand-new breaking news. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is set to issue executive actions as soon as Tuesday, scaling back the use of private prisons and placing new limits on the transfer of military equipment to local law enforcement. The executive actions are part of a push by the new administration to roll back policies by President Trump and address racial inequality across the United States. Puerto Rico has declared a state of emergency over its deep-rooted problem of violence against women. The decision came on Sunday in the U.S. territory, which has seen substantial levels of violence that on the average result in one woman's death per week. The declaration also offers protection to gay and transgender people, includes a mobile app for victims to ask for help and report attacks. Anheuser-Busch announced Monday Budweiser will forego advertising its beer brand during this year's Super Bowl, instead using money to promote awareness of the vaccine against COVID-19. USA Radio News. A tornado described as large and extremely dangerous by the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, hit Jefferson County fairly hard. Jim Coker, Jefferson County EMA director, tells Fox 6 WBRC what he knows.
Right now what we know is Fentondale was hit very hard. Center Point was hit hard. And starting right there at I-65, which was closed for a good long time due to high-tension power lines down, we've seen a lot of retail damage right through the heart of Fentondale, and then some retail and residential damage moving on into Center Point.
Center Point is about 13 miles northeast of Birmingham, Alabama. Four young girls were arrested in a fatal stabbing of a 15-year-old girl at a Louisiana Walmart on Saturday. The girls, ages 12 to 14, were involved in a fight with the older victim at the store in Lake Charles. Sheriff Tony Mancuso said this is the third homicide in 6 months that involved juveniles in the area. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working on the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Marcus from Scottsdale, Arizona. Yay! I'm from Scottsdale. Wants me to talk about the $15 minimum wage and what's happening next. So, Bernie Sanders has been memed all over the internet and social media, And Bernie Sanders had said that for me, the $15 minimum wage is morally imperative. And I get it. Right? It will happen. The minimum wage will be raised to $15 an hour. I think there's enough people in the in Congress that wants to make it happen. There's many, I hate calling it red states, blue states, but there are many red states, including Florida, where there's been legislation submitted to get the minimum wage to be raised to $15 an hour. There, where the debate will be on how slow that happens. Do we go right away, like right now, or do we ease into it and let it, you know, happen over the next 5 years? So for Bernie Sanders, and I laugh because Bernie Sanders, I don't know if you guys have been on social media lately, but apparently with Bernie Sanders, there's somebody caught him at the inauguration sitting there in a jacket that's, I don't know, some brown tan jacket, and he had these kind of ugly mittens, you know, something that, you know, a senior would wear, and it had a nice little detail to it. It had a nice pattern, and I guess he was in mittens, in a jacket, legs crossed, just sitting there in a chair, right, while watching the inauguration. I don't know what he was thinking, but apparently on social media, people have decided to take him in that millisecond snapshot and put him on everything. They will add him next to their business. There was a picture of Dorothy looking outside in Kansas at the tornado, and you see Bernie Sanders in his chair with mittens being taken up, you know, in the tornado. There's a meme of Bernie Sanders saying, you know, asking us to not Photoshop him into everything else's pictures. And there you see Bernie Sanders. One of my buddies sent me a picture of Bernie Sanders on a beach in a body that looks like from a 20-year-old, and the mittens were covering certain body parts. So, you know, Bernie Sanders, I think, wants to be known more, not for, you know, a butt of a joke, right, of him sitting there in mittens. Honestly, people just have, you know, too much time on their hands. I don't understand why it's a thing. And he also doesn't want to be known for somebody who has lost multiple presidential bids. Bernie Sanders, yeah, you know, whether you agree with his politics or not, you know, has been a force in throughout his political career. He's very, very liberal, has been accused of being a socialist, and, you know, he probably will get this done, and I think many Democrats might want to give this to him and let it be his signature move as opposed to Biden's or something, because I think they feel bad that he's probably never going to run again, and what happened to him when he ran against Hillary, and so it's going to happen just from a political standpoint. But now let's talk about the logistics, okay? $7.25 an hour just doesn't cut it, and it definitely doesn't cut it now. And we've spoken about the pros and cons, and I know that, you know, this is a lot of, we have a lot of new listeners. So for those people that are older listeners, I might sound like I'm repeating myself, but for us newer listeners, and we have newer listeners, I love it. I'll just, you know, quickly recap and say, look, you know, as a business owner myself, I want my employees to make money. I want my employees to feel like they're making enough money, because if they don't feel like they're making enough money, right, in my business, then they could leave. I mean, I wanted my nurses, when I had my medical practice, to not want to look anywhere else. I wanted them so happy, not only from money, but from job satisfaction, because it just does an employer no good to have somebody who's starving that can't feed their family. They're going to leave. You need consistency with your staff. So you want to pay them better than other people. And so, you know, minimum wage is for businesses that have to hire multiple people, are trying to provide jobs to those that don't have jobs, and are also, you know, working at a very low profit point. Now, for me, with my practice, before there was a good profit margin. Then, after Obamacare, there wasn't. I, many times, could not pay my staff. So when I closed my practice, it was for a variety of reasons. One is I wanted to teach, and I got another job offer. But again, if paying staff was a concern, that, you know, there's only so much you could do, especially when you pay your staff before you. So if the economy was good, we could tell employers, come on, reach into your pockets a little more. And if the average person is making more money, then they might go to the movie. They might go and get their hair done. Like, I seriously need to, but I had snow in my hair, so this is snow hair. They might go out to dinner. Maybe they might buy flowers for their loved one. So they'd be willing to spend more money if they had more money. Maybe they will buy a car. You know, if people make money, they will spend money. The problem is people have lost a lot of money. We are going into not even a recession, probably a depression. We have businesses that are on their last leg. We have restaurants that are only able to serve 25% capacity. If you need to be at 75% capacity just to break even, that means these places are operating at losses. Some places said, to heck with that, we will just be closed. Others say, no, if we're closed, then people will forget about us, and we want to make sure we keep that habit going. If I was a business owner that owned a restaurant, or, you know, it's difficult. I own a salon, hair salon, and, you know, we're grateful, but, yeah, we are making way less than we made a year before. So if you were told that you were going to have to pay employees more, what choices does a business owner have? Well, the business owner could, one, pay it. Two, they could hire less staff. Or three, they can raise prices to compensate for it. So when I hear that in Florida or in other states, they're already working towards the $15 an hour. I mean, many states right now, I think what, Washington is already at $14 an hour. So a lot of states have already moved forward to that because they already saw the writing on the wall. Remember I told you Walmart a while back had already upped what they were paying their staff because in about 6 months it was going to change anyway, so might as well start getting some credit, you know, for, you know, raising your rates. I mean, you know, we did that too before minimum wage, you know, moved up. When you have a salon, they make tips, and so there's minimum wage plus tips, and then we have pay extra people above. In my medical office, you just paid everybody like twice, three times, whatever. But when it comes to the like tip jobs, jobs where people make tips, you could pay, gosh, when I waited tables, I got under minimum wage. I got like $1.50, $2 an hour. But you pay minimum wage plus, and then if there's benefits, et cetera, more. If you don't have benefits, more. And then they also make tips. So hopefully the average person is making way beyond. But when minimum wage originally was going to plan to go up, some of the smarter business people said, you know what, we're going to pay you now, we're going to pay you higher, so you stay. Others are like, we can't do this. And I start to see prices go up and more prices go up. And so now we're in a position where I'm already noticing inflation going up. And when they say that maybe by 2026 we're going to have the $15 an hour minimum wage, by 2026 we're going to need $20 an hour. I mean, inflation is going to go up so much that there is no way that the minimum wage we come up with now is going to work. In fact, if you pay somebody $15 an hour now, there's a chance that's still not enough. You have people that haven't paid rent for 10 months, and they have to now come up with the rent they haven't paid because they've been out of a job. So it's going to happen. It's just I don't want to see businesses say, you know what, I'm out. So there's got to be a better way for this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So New Jersey-based pharmaceutical company Merck had to give up two potential COVID-19 vaccines because of poor results in the early stages of their studies. The drug maker has its U.S. corporate headquarters in Kenilworth. said yesterday that it is going to focus instead on studying two possible treatments for the virus that have yet to be approved by regulators. The company said its potential vaccines were well tolerated by patients, but they generated an inferior immune system response compared with other vaccines. So Merck had entered the race, among others, Sanofi, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and they, you know, it was a race. You know, people ask, why didn't the Trump administration buy more Pfizer vaccines? Because when you pre-ordered the vaccines, this was back in the summer, we didn't know who was going to make it first. And, you know, and I'm not saying this to defend anybody, but, you know, if you're going to be giving money to Merck, and then here we are in January, and Merck's like, you know what? Nope, looks like our studies aren't working. We just lost money on the pre-vaccine sale, and we lost time. And so, you know, what you have to do is you got to kind of diversify and sprinkle out your purchases. We'll buy some Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, some Moderna, some Pfizer, some Johnson & Johnson, some Sanofi. So then when we... whoever makes it first, we start to bring it in, and whatever we bought, great, we'll need in the spring or the summer, whenever it's done. So apparently Merck said last fall that it had started early stage research in volunteers on potential vaccines that required only one dose. That is something that we really were hoping we would have. When it comes to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine with only one dose, that's starting to look more promising. We're waiting on that. Unfortunately, the two-dose vaccines are why it's such a cluster right now, because people need to get their second shot, and they're supposed to get it with the Pfizer shot in 21 days, with the Moderna shot 28 days, and now some countries are considering foregoing the second shot to give more people one shot, but that's not an efficacious vaccine. These vaccines have to be given in two shots. So, you know, rather than people only getting a 50% effective vaccine, why not get something stronger? The Food and Drug Administration allowed emergency use of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines late last year. Five potential vaccines have reached late-stage testing in the United States. So the late stage, or the clinical three testing, is when the stage three testing is when tens of thousands of people are being given the vaccine, and we're seeing what the results are. So that's kind of the final phase, and the data from that is where regulators can then confirm if it's safe enough, if it's effective enough. Results from the single-dose candidate developed by Johnson & Johnson are expected soon. Now, you know, one of you had asked about, can we trust what these pharmaceutical companies say? Well, if you remember, it was really interesting, because Pfizer had said that their shots are 90% effective. And 90%, we were like, wow. Because average flu shot is only 60% effective on a good year, we were like, 90%, that's great. Well, then Moderna came out and said, guys, our shot's 94.5% effective. And the stock went up, and everybody's like, ooh, Moderna's shot is better than Pfizer's. Well, then, a few days later, we're told, oh, Pfizer now is 95% effective. And like, well, how did the data change that quickly? You know, was there a mistake? It was 90, and now went up to 95 just to ease out Moderna? And nobody really said anything about it. And, you know, maybe somebody miscalculated the first 90, or maybe they were able to pull the data and go, no, it's really 95. But I get that that makes people a little concerned. So a problem I have is, because we have this, we were 90, we're 94.5, oh, we're wrong, we're 95%. All right, that's the barometer now. We are under the assumption that our vaccines are 95% effective against preventing severe COVID illness. We don't know if it's that effective all the time for everybody. We don't know if somebody could still shed the virus and transmit it. We don't know if those vaccines are going to be 100% against the new variants, but the pharmaceutical companies are telling us that's 95% effective. And then the FDA gave emergency approval, meaning they reviewed the data, and they say it's good enough. So Johnson & Johnson now, they have a tough, you know, order to follow, and they have a tough act to follow. So if Johnson & Johnson comes out saying our shot is 80% effective, and they're dead honest about that, Is anybody going to buy it? I would. I'll still take an 80% vaccine. If those results are honest, because, you know, I still am not 100% on what happened where we have that change in, oh, we were 90% and now we're 95%. I'll still take an 80% vaccine. But Johnson & Johnson has a lot of money on the line. We all have a lot of money on the line. So 22 million doses have been delivered to people nationwide, which would mean about 11 million people vaccinated, according to the CDC. So 6% of the population has received at least one dose. Oh, they say a total of 3.2 million people, or 1% of the population, have received both doses required for those vaccines. We have over 400,000 people that have died in the United States, according to Johns Hopkins University, and the government is paying Merck about $356 million to fast-track production of one of their treatments during Operation Warp Speed. And they, again, with Merck, you know, they couldn't develop the vaccine. So the money now is going to go towards a treatment. The treatment is going to be known as MK7110. It has the potential to minimize the damaging effects of an overactive immune response to COVID-19. So we'll see what happens with that. But the, you know, if Merck stopped two of their vaccines, that's obviously not good. Now, the AstraZeneca vaccine. The AstraZeneca vaccine is, we're waiting on FDA approval. I'm not sure what the holdup is, but Europe is getting a little frustrated. In Great Britain, they had already approved the AstraZeneca vaccine, and Europe is now threatening to restrict vaccine exports after AstraZeneca and Pfizer hit production problems. So the European Union is calling out vaccine makers AstraZeneca and Pfizer over delivery delays that could slow its recovery from the pandemic. So officials are even threatening to restrict exports and take legal action. Whoa. Okay, weren't these pharmaceutical companies heroes? Wasn't everybody like, yay, Pfizer, yay, Moderna, yay, AstraZeneca? Now, legal action. AstraZeneca will not be able to deliver as many doses of the vaccine as promised, according to EU officials and CNN Business. So government rollout plans now are going to be slowed. Economic recovery, again, slowed. Pfizer said it had delivered fewer doses of its vaccine than expected last week. So EU, the European Union Health Commissioner, Stella Kyriakides, on Monday expressed dissatisfaction on the talks with AstraZeneca and said conversations would continue. She said the drug maker intends to supply considerably fewer doses in the coming weeks than agreed and announced. Well, maybe there was an issue with the production. I mean, do not whip anybody into speeding something up because we're going to get mistakes. What was it? Hot Pockets had pieces of glass in them. I'm not sure what happened the other week. So I would be very, very cautious about turning up the heat, but apparently European Commissioner President Ursula von der Leyen did turn up the heat, and she said this means business. So Europe invested billions into this. Companies have to deliver. They must honor their obligations. I get that. But, you know, they might need help. Right? They are trying to make millions and millions of vaccines. Are they running out of glass? Are they running out of those little stopper thingies? Someone needs to figure out what's going on. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.